This I Believe. Ruth Cranston is an author and lecturer. She has been a world citizen since the age of 8, when she started off with her family around the globe. Born in Cincinnati, Ohio, she has lived in 18 different countries. She spent 10 years in Geneva working with the League of Nations. She taught and learned about the people of the Far East in their schools, colleges, and places of worship. She has gained an intimate knowledge of these peoples and their religious faiths. Against this background, Ruth Cranston now reveals her personal beliefs.
I was blessed with a father and mother whose lives were shining lessons in character and goodness. As a child, I heard the Bible read daily, but the doctrines of the church were confusing and never very real to me. I had not worked out a personal belief or philosophy of my own when trouble struck, as it did early and hard. Casting about for something solid to hang on to in that difficult time, I began studying the great spiritual systems of the world for myself. Not the present-day doctrines, but the original teachings of the founders of religion, the world's great prophets and seers. I was struck with two things. First, the simplicity of the teachings of the great masters of religion. Second, the similarities in their teachings, and the repetition of certain fundamental principles which appeared again and again. I heard them from the Hindu pundits at Benares, and from the yellow-robed high priest at the Buddhist college in Ceylon, at the family shrine of a humble hilltown weaver in South India, and in the magnificent temple of Confucius in Peking. The same truths, and how long they had endured, through ages and centuries, while all else changed. But they remained. Why? Surely they must hold something very close to reality. As I listened and pondered and steeped my mind in these great truths of all time, my own problems here in this present time cleared up. I began to see my way and a possible philosophy for a person of this modern day and age, filtering through the simple statements of Jesus and Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, and Moses. I began to feel firm ground under my feet. They taught the unity of all life, the interdependence of all men, love and service to fellow man, help, not exploitation, of the weak and backward. They taught non-violence and non-injury. They all taught purity of life and of motive, simplicity of life, too, and that true riches are within. They taught the worth of individual man and the ability of every man to rise to higher states of development than we are now experiencing. They taught the immortality of the soul and the building of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. People say, yes, these are noble truths, a grand ideal, but they won't work in practical everyday existence. Gandhi worked them. St. Francis worked them. Modern business executives are working them in scores of successful business enterprises. After a life spent among many different peoples, I am convinced that they are the only things that will work for you, for me, for us all. A pattern of life putting into concrete daily practice these eternal truths taught by every prophet of God from time immemorial. No atom bomb can destroy them. No scientific theory can nullify them. For me, they constitute a solid rock on which to build my life and the life of the whole world in these or any other times.
Those were the beliefs of Ruth Cranston, world traveler, lecturer, and author. Her latest book is World Faith, The Story of the Religions of the United Nations.